weed, grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pet, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Do it, man. All right, Chris.
G'day.
How are you today, this week?
Pretty good. Pretty good, personally. A bit disappointed professionally.
Oh, dear.
No, it's because we're actually going to break this news right now. Which should be in the news. It should be in the mainstream news, but there isn't a single coverage of this at all.
Oh, geez.
The drug driving bill, which we've talked about for quite a while now.
Yeah.
It actually got passed on this week, on Monday. Governor-General signed it into law straight away, Tuesday.
What?
It is law.
What?
Right now.
They pulled the wool over our eyes once again.
Yeah. This is a bit of a... It's a bit grim. So the voting record, shall we start with what they voted for? Land Transport Drug Driving Amendment Act. You'll find that is now, not the bill. So this empowers... oral swabs, so you're pulled over without any kind of cause at all, which I guess is similar to drink driving in a way. They can stick a swab in your mouth and swab you.
And then ping you.
And they've conceded, of course, that these swabs are inaccurate, so you have to fail two of them. Because if you fail one, it could just be the crappy device, but you could fail two because they're crappy devices. So then you're prohibited from driving for 12 hours. It goes off to the lab. 1 nanogram, which is about as low as they can test, you get a fine and some demerit points. 3 nanograms is a crime, criminal offence. 3 nanograms, a regular user would test positive for probably a couple of days at 3 nanogram.
Give us a break.
And because of the inherent unreliability and uselessness of these tests, and we've talked about it before, that not a single bodily fluid has any correlation with impairment when it comes to THC. Not a single one that you look at, totally unrelated to actually impairment, because everyone's so different on it and you get this tolerance and things. 108 votes for, the ayes, National Labour Act and New Zealand First all voted for it. The noes, 12... very reasonable, smart MPs who care about justice and evidence base. The Greens and Te Pāti Māori were the ones that voted against
it. Newsflash, people with brains.
Yeah, and as I say, the Governor-General signed it straight away. So the key thing here is that what they removed, those 108 that voted for it, they removed any requirement for it to detect impairment or for the devices to be accurate. And they were in the original, they're not now. So now it's just detecting recent use. It's just recent use. There you go. Breaches Bill of Rights, according to Judith Collins, Attorney General. But they voted for it anyway. Oh, well.
Judith Collins said that?
Yeah. What's another breach of the Bill of Rights? What's another one, eh? Just have another.
They're collecting them.
The good thing, if there is a good thing to come out of it, is that these tests, they probably won't be as widespread as alcohol, like on the side of the road for every single person.
I see.
It'll be more like targeting people, and the police are quite open about that. So you can imagine what that means.
Yeah. Watch out, brown people.
Yeah. Their dressed-up language is that it'll be a risk-based approach, which could be types of people or locations.
Types of people. That's awesome.
And, I think that might have been my words, but that's basically what they're hinting at. And locations. It could be, you know, near a festival or maybe a trucking route or whatever it is.
Near a suburb.
Near a suburb, a particular suburb. That's right.
Man.
So, boy, oh, boy. This comes just this week, or in fact last week, sorry, Victoria's Parliament over in Australia, reported on SBS if you want to check it out. So this actually did make the news. They changed their law, legalised cannabis MP. They have legalised cannabis MP over there. In the parliament.
That's crazy.
Yeah, David Edishank, he put forward this bill and they voted for it, they passed it. So what this does is it drops that automatic ban for that we're having this 12 hours. Their one, I think, was 6 months. So it drops that ban and leaves it up to the prosecution to actually prove impairment, as it should be. The Victorian Premier, Jacinta Allen, said Victoria is happy to lead the way on cannabis policy.
Oh, okay, Victoria.
Yeah. That's what we like. That's Melbourne, of course. So,
yeah, that's making sense, actually.
Let's head over.
Don't go to Melbourne. There's enough people there.
A study came out in Australia. This actually was last month. Journal of Safety Research. They gave people with prescriptions, or maybe they gave them the prescriptions to enable the study, but people who consumed botanical cannabis over extended periods do not exhibit significant changes in their simulated driving performance. Mm. So this, they tested them at baseline. It was on a kind of video simulator. Mm. 45 minutes after they had vaporized their prescribed dose of cannabis flower. Mm-hmm. The skills, or the hazard perception skills, gap acceptance, following distance or speed was all assessed. Participants exhibited no significant changes.
True stories.
And they said this suggests that a dose of vaporized cannabis consumed in accordance with a prescription may not affect hazard perception ability or driving related risk taking behavior. There you go. And what they're saying, it ties up with a whole bunch of other studies, that patients in particular, but people who use it long-term in general, patients in particular become attuned to its effects, and they build up a tolerance. And according to the German Medical Association, for example, that tolerance means that they can drive vehicles safely.
I know I can.
Well, unfortunately, this new law is not about impairment. That's the problem. It's just recent use. So,
fuck me.
Boy, oh boy. Yeah, welcome to what happens in Australia, which is where people who are wealthy take Ubers everywhere.
Yeah.
And people who are poor try and jump on public transport.
And
so
don't pay.
They jump on public transport so they comply with driving law.
Mm.
And then they take sniffer dogs down the public transport.
Give them a break. Give us a break.
I reckon. Another piece of new research. This was the AAA, American Automobile Association, this week. Found that marijuana consumers respond, if you want a good approach, right, to, instead of this crap you're doing, marijuana consumers respond better to anti-impaired driving messages that's rooted in realistic portrayals that avoid stoner stereotypes. There you go. be truthful and people will respond, it turns out.
Avoid the stereotype, please.
Yeah, yeah. Now, see. Someone who looks a little bit stereotypical, that's Gandalf.
Oh. Hey, true story.
The Green Fairy busted 2 weeks ago armed police who literally destroyed his place. Charged with cultivation, possession, helping hundreds of patients. We're out front about that. And everyone, including himself, very much under the impression that police were turning a blind eye to it. Now, he's elected, as we said last week, he's elected trial by jury. So next appearance is April 29. And he's got to give a little. Gandalf needs your help if you want to give him a donation towards that. And the reason being, this is why I think this is quite important, I'm sure he does as well, and lots of other people, including his patients, and that's the current law that we have, as good as it is around medical cannabis, in terms of the prescriptions, that came out of sort of 2017, 2018, Rose Renton with her son Alex Renton, who sadly passed away, Helen Kelly, who also sadly passed away, Paul Holmes, Martin Crowe, you know, we had these patients who were having a very hard time getting slightly better symptom relief in that with cannabis, doing that very publicly. And that's how we ended up with this law that's very much kind of patient-focused in terms of that. What we didn't get is any kind of protection for their caregivers or these green fairies, the people that provide them with cannabis.
Yeah.
And that's Gandalf. So my hope is that a good campaign around this, and we could end up with a law change or a regulation change that could protect all caregivers and green fairies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, in fact, Pearl Schomburg over at the Auckland Patients Group. She has got a petition up on the Parliament website, Parliament NZ. You head to there, look up petition of Pearl Schomburg on behalf of Auckland Patients Group, and that is to extend the cannabis exemption to all patients and their providers. You know, recognising that at least 2/3 of patients are not legal, and probably by my reckoning, it's more like 90%. That 1/3 is like people who have ever had a prescription, one right now.
Regular,
kind of thing.
I see.
Yeah. So there you go. And the other thing they're really urging is David Seymour and his Ministry for Regulation, you know, flick him an email about that exemption, apply that to all patients, and a food grade pathway for legacy growers and herbalists. And what this means is yes, you would have your pharmaceutical companies that we already see that do their thing, the kind of big business thing, but all the little people all got kind of locked out. People like Gandalf couldn't even apply. And so if we have a food grade pathway where people can do herbal remedies, that will let the little people have a go at it.
Yeah. You know?
So you can have both. It's not mutually exclusive. Mm-hmm. And interestingly, in my time with the medical cannabis industry, kind of lobbying and advising the Ministry of Health, which was sort of over that 2018 to 2020 period, they were very against that. You know, it was very much about, oh, we've got to, you know, we need investment, we've got to like tie this up for ourselves type thing. That was certainly my impression. Interestingly, in an article in NBR this week, the chair of the New Zealand Medical Cannabis Council, Tim Eldridge, he's now calling for exactly that, a food-grade pathway for the small growers and the herbalists to get involved.
Awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Some good news.
That is some good news. So, you know, you can flick old David Seymour an email and back that up. The other thing that they're looking at is the hemp regulations. We've talked about that a little bit. And there was just a little example of what that could mean in the news, which was these guys who have invented an edible bale for silage. It's been on Radio New Zealand. See all that plastic crap they wrap silage in?
What's silage?
It's like fermented hay, you know, and you feed it to your cows.
I see.
Or
that's the name of it, silage.
Yeah. So all this plastic, and they were like, well, let's make an edible, you know, thing, something that can rot on the ground instead of being a toxic, you know, microplastic. Well, that's exactly it. They wanted to use hemp. That was their first thing. And then they looked at the rules, and MPI was like, oh, no, you can't have your hemp anywhere around your animals.
And, I hate them.
Yeah, so they switched to jute, which they import from India.
True.
So there you go. So instead of being a business that can, and apparently they're getting so much interest, but you know,
what's
it's going to benefit Indian jute farmers. Jute is a crop that is often substituted when you see real rough looking rope that people go, oh, that must be hemp. Actually, the rough kind of hard on your hands and prickly, and that's jute.
I see. It's like a cabbage.
I'm just laying into the jute. Jute is pretty crap compared to hemp, to be honest.
Someone has asked a question.
Go
Can
on,
I
hemp.
Ask you?
Yeah.
Can I interrupt you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Someone has said, regarding the new bill, what does this mean for driving on other drugs like coke or MDMA? Not that I condone it, just curious if it detects that and how much is 3 nanos.
Yeah, well, so those are the three. So funny you should say that. So the tender that the police have got out, so they haven't got a device yet, right? So this bill's come in, the penalties and the approaches are in there, but the device isn't there yet.
Yeah.
So they've put out this tender, and it's for those three substances, THC, MDMA, and coke, and that's it, nothing else. So
You heard it right here, folks.
Unbelievable. So they all have different levels, and the other ones are all higher. It's the THC is the worst. It's the lowest level, and it hangs around when you're not impaired. And yeah, the other stuff is generally gone within sort of 12 hours from your system. So not such an issue. Everyone will get a different level depending on. So not only do you all have different levels of impairment based on your tolerance and your experience.
Yeah.
You have a different level detected in your saliva based on what you've eaten or drunk.
Okay.
You know, if you've not had anything to eat or drink, you'll have a high level compared to someone who has.
God.
So there you go. Coming to a road near you. Meanwhile, let's end on... Well, hang on. No, I did have a report of the helicopter. It was in a place called Whangaroa, Northland.
That's Raglan. Was it Whangaroa or Whangaroa?
Whangaroa. It's Northland. It's over the other side from Kerikeri.
Whangaroa.
Look it up. There's probably more than one.
Okay.
Anyway, they sprayed someone's actual raised beds and banana trees.
Oh.
That was the report. Bloody hell. So very close to their house, in their actual garden. So watch out. So up north. Meanwhile, over in Atlanta, they decriminalised cannabis in 2017. $75 fine. New report came out this week. 19.7% reduction in violent crime as a result of that.
Well, would you look at that. Hard evidence, folks.
Hard evidence.
Because, of course...
Yeah,
they hate to look at it. They hate to read these people.
That's Atlanta, Florida, isn't it? That's pretty close to where Trump's at, you know. So, I just hate saying that, guys. Anyway, so that's good news. More good news. Come and get your prescription down at the hemp store. And if you're keen on talking about drugs and watching a movie with people talking about drugs, head to the Alan Melville Centre next Wednesday. It's actually the third Wednesday of every month, if you can remember that.
Yeah.
Let's talk about drugs with a movie screening.
Are they always films around about drugs?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
there's so many of those.
There you go. And then Gandalf in court, 29 April, up in Whangarei.
You heard it. Next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday is the drugs chats. The druggy movie.
And then April 29th is when you can pull up for old Gandalf.
That's it.
All right. Well, thanks, Chris.
Cheers.
That was awesome. A nice spectrum of good and bad,
as per usual. We try.
slow.
Do it, babe.
That was Marijuana Media.
Thanks to The Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.